The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Good to be here. I want to send a lot of love out to the world because I know we got a lot going on out there. It's all around everybody. But what's this show about? Before we start, this show is all about energy healing, working with the angelic realm, metaphysical approach to life's greatest challenges, just like I said in the intro there. So what I want to focus with today is the angels that can help you through challenges that are scary when it comes to where you need health and healing, and our guardian angels, which we worked with last week as well. We're also going to talk about some interesting alignments in astrology, the numerology number for March. This is all about March and the guidance that I want to put out to you today on that. But number one, what I want you to hear me say, which is not, you know, if this is all brand new, we don't want to get caught up in something that's so stressful that now we're wearing ourselves down that way. So I do want everybody to understand I'm working from an energy approach. I'm not medical, but we work with the root cause of the energy behind everything, right? So energy healing supports you. It will support you in a great way. When you work with reducing stress, you support your immune system. So right off the bat, I want to say that for everybody going through what we got going on out there. We don't want to give all of that more energy, and we don't want to get caught up in that. What I want to give you is something you can do about it naturally that won't interfere with anything you're doing for your health in other ways or anything with medical. This won't be about that. This will be about how you can bring some calm to your life and things that you have the empowerment to do something with. So first of all, when we get caught up in things that are overwhelming us and scaring us, we have Archangel Michael and our guardian angels. Archangel Michael oversees the guardian angels. We talked about the guardian angels last week in last week's show, but Michael is absolutely wonderful when fear starts to take over. We start to feel locked up and frozen or panicky or anxiety and all of those things. On an energy level, that's a very low frequency. My focus in the world is to help everyone raise their frequency, give you other perspectives and things to focus on, and not do the redundancy and the repetitive over and over and over, like, okay, let me ask again, let me ask again, let me ask again. We're not getting anywhere like that. I'm being a bit straightforward here with you because I want to help you. I really do care. I want to help you. So with that said, what we have is, I don't know what just happened here. Hello. There we go. Oh, that's weird. Hold on. We had a goofy thing going on with my, like I said, we got crazy stuff going on. So now you saw some interesting video. Anyway, I want to help everybody just feel empowered. You have options. You have things you can do about it. Yeah, there he goes. You're going to see all the weird stuff. It'll come back in a second. March is a very pivotal energetic shift. In astrology, Saturn is pretty much the primary focus here. Saturn. What is Saturn about? That's what we're going to talk about in the show today. We're going to talk about all these different things that are going on and things that we can do about it from a metaphysical, spiritual, positive incentive approach. We're not pretending it's not there. I want you to know that there's things energetically that are very powerful that you can do. For one, when we bring love, unconditional love, we have that don't lose faith now in the power of love. The power of love is what fuels energy healing. And fear can't exist where love is present. Light removes the darkness. If you have darkness and you shine a light, there's no darkness. It's an energy shift. So a lot of 2020 is getting us ready for living in a higher frequency, in a higher vibrational frequency. So when we look at what's going on right now, it's when I'm talking about with Saturn, Saturn is considered the Lord of Karma. That's what they call it. And that's all about karmic debts being paid. One of the things in metaphysics or spirituality, talk out there is that we're coming to a place where we're moving into higher dimensional frequencies from 3D to 5D. In 5D, we're not afraid of all this stuff. We're healthy. We're balanced. We don't have all this going on. Okay. Fear will keep you anchored into 3D. And that's, I don't know about you, but I personally, that's not where I want to be, because that's just, you know, you're scared to live every day. And I don't want to be like that. Well, Saturn for the last 2 years has been in Capricorn. Capricorn is, you know, very serious, get things done, get it settled, get it worked out, very, very much like that. And your karmic debts, that could be from past lives, that could be from this life, that could be generational things that get passed down. What's the beautiful thing about the shift that we're going through in the spiritual awakening and ascension process is we are leaving and clearing and cleansing all of that karmic debts being paid, so to speak. Saturn coming in and shifting from Capricorn to Aquarius this month means it's time to get this wrapped up. You got the lesson learned from it. Let's graduate, let it go, and move on. It's time to move on. The whole year is about shifting us into the higher frequency. It's a number 4 year. It's about the balance. Okay. In order to balance, we have to bring to the surface, and that's what I'm seeing in a universal way. We're seeing everything coming up to the surface that needs to be balanced out and sorted out. So it looks a bit chaotic when you start doing the spring cleaning and you got all this going on and, well, I didn't know that was in the closet kind of thing. Yeah, it's coming up to be processed and released. The last 2 years, you can get a good idea of how this relates to you in your own personal life. What's been going on in the last 2 years from 2017 to now to right now? It's almost 3 years, actually, but the last couple of years. Saturn was in Capricorn. Now, with it shifting to Aquarius, that makes it move. Okay, time to get out of this one and move forward. Now it takes you to a place where, okay, lessons learned, let it go, move on, karmic debt paid, clean slate, let's go. Higher vibrational frequency. In 5D living, that's what we focus on here too. 5D, fifth dimension living, there is no fear. Things are happening around you, but we don't react the same way. We use spiritual logic. Spiritual logic, what is that? We're not throwing logic out the window. We do what we need to do to feel safe, to feel to be responsible for ourselves, and to move forward. Being spiritual doesn't mean we throw away logic. They work hand in hand. So we still will process things, but we will feel it's not taking over. It's not going to destroy everything. It's not going to ruin everything. That higher frequency mindset is a healthier frequency for less stress to the body. That supports your immune system, people. Okay? That supports your immune system. Meditation, even in all, you know, whether it's alternative health or Western medicine or medical or spirituality, meditation is your common denominator there. It is a beautiful practice that's very important to just let all those stresses and things process. So if you haven't started a practice, I would make it a priority if you're feeling the stress getting to you. So right out of the gate, I wanted to say some of those things. Another one here, March is a spiritual number 7 in numerology. It's about, it's a spiritual focus. We're learning how to be more aware. If you think about everything going on, we're learning how to be more aware of our actions and how it affects everybody else. That right there is really big. Living your dreams. What are your dreams? Are dreams intensifying? It's an introspect month. And being honest with yourself, we have Pisces energy going on too. So a lot of things are heightened. Intuition, psychic abilities are heightened. Dreams are like, whoa, what does that mean? Things like that. I've been having some of those. I've also been getting a lot of really good insights on, okay, I'm seeing that. I'm seeing that. Wow. Lot of global awareness lessons right now is what I'm seeing. And that's what, when I asked the angels, like, what are we seeing here? A lot of awareness of being aware of what you do. So, you know, if you think about it, that applies in a lot of ways. So we're going to work with three different groups here. We're going to work with Michael for the fear. We're going to work with Raphael. Raphael is the physician of heaven. If you've got anything with that, Raphael can help guide you in what would be best for you to do. Guardian angels. You don't know what's going on. You just need, like, okay, I need to know I'm not by myself in this. No, you're not. None of us are by ourselves. And I'm here with you to help support you too. But I want you guys to feel empowered. Going through March is a big pivotal month as far as the shift into higher frequency and dimensional living for all of us. So that's what we're about here. And it can ease. You can ease it. It doesn't have to be crazy intense. You'll feel it at times. I know that one of the symptoms that I'm noticing is, I've always been my whole life someone that never really needed a whole lot of sleep, like maybe 6 hours. If I got more than that, I couldn't sleep the next day. I've always been a light like that, and it was like plenty. Always been a massive dreamer, visions, all that kind of stuff, lots of activity with that, lucid dreamer. I've always been that way. What I've noticed in the last week is I need a lot more sleep. And I'm like, whoa, okay. I feel good, but I need more sleep. Well, more dreaming, more interesting introspects are coming through. But there's another point that I wanted to bring up to you. When we're going through transformative times like now, and we have our bodies going through what they're going through, our bodies are aligning to the frequency that we're resonating. So our bodies are shifting and calibrating constantly with all this fast moving shift. But when, and this is known to people that are in athletics or workout all the time, your body repairs and things adjust and heal when you sleep. So if our bodies are shifting from carbon-based to crystalline-based to be able to handle the higher frequency of 5D or higher, makes sense that you might need a little more sleep, because while you're asleep, it shifts, it adjusts, it repairs, it updates. I know. Sounds like, how else do you say that without it sounding kind of strange? But it is that's very much what it is. I'm noticing that, oh, I've never needed that much sleep, but I've needed it. And I listen to my body. When you tap into your intuition and you listen to what your body needs, very important. Very important. You might need to change what you're eating. You might need more sleep. You might need to do something for stress relief more. You might need to start realizing, wow, I need to take this more seriously. Yeah, you do. We need to know that we have everything that we need to move forward. Very important. So I know there's a lot going on out there, guys. I am not discounting that. I have a lot of compassion for it, but I also know that we have to know that we have to stand strong and we have to feel supported and empowered within ourselves. So angels are here to really support you in moving forward. So if there's any kind of resistance or feeling, you know, no, I don't want to, you know, I want it to be the same. That might feel bumpier for you. I don't know. I mean, everybody's going to have a different experience with this. But right off the bat, I wanted to say some of these things for you. So I have the chat open, which I see a lot of activity. I have the chat open on YouTube. So hello to everyone over there. We are also live streaming on Facebook with Transformation Talk Radio. You can look up their pages. It's over on there. And we're in audio all over the place, right on TTR, right? You can go to my website, jenroyster.com. We have a lot of outlets that you can chat with us or tune into the show. But we're here to support you and lift you, because higher frequency is where you want to be when all this lower is trying to grab hold of you. So we want to counter that. And that's energy healing as a group. So we're going to focus on energy healing a little bit more today. We're going to work with, you know, the different perspectives and how we can take this and make the most of it in March, because March is actually a very good month that we need to move forward. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will start diving in. If you have any questions, please put them out there on the chat, or you can call in 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year. We gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Living a richly abundant life sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
Welcome Welcome back to the show. All right, let's dive in. And first of all, I see a couple of questions out there. For the most part, everybody in the chat, I want to say kudos to all of you. They're lifting each other, which I love, and that lifts me, and I can feel you guys out there. The energy's fantastic. That's what I mean. Group effort that way, nothing can divide and conquer, you know, when we group together like that energetically. You can be on the other side of the world, and we can still be together in harmony like that. So I like that. Maddie is asking, I've been so fatigued the last 2 weeks. So a lot of people are commenting. I'm going to be a little bit more general because we have quite a bit of activity over there to answer everything. But yes, some of them look like Beth. Maybe some other people were commenting on that they were sleeping more too. Honor that. Just sleep more. Don't look at that as what's wrong with me. Look at it as your body is restoring and upgrading. And I like that. And I mean, if you just go with it and go, okay. And I can tell you a couple of things that I do. I mean, I'm a big believer, and I've been talking about this for several years now. The immune system, you support it, it'll support you. What do you need to do? You look at your individual self. What do I need to do to support my immune system? Right? And sometimes it's sleep. Sometimes, okay, I need to exercise more. You know, why is exercise so important? Not to mention that it just keeps things working properly in your physical body, but it also helps move energy. Because we sometimes have a tendency to hold energy that we absorb during the days. And if you feel like it's just like sometimes it's tension from work, sometimes it's just life stresses, but you need that energy to move through you, not absorb it and keep it. So energy healing wise, that's why I'm bringing that one up. You want to be able to move energy through. So a brisk walk, a workout routine, meditation, any of those things can help. You know, meditation, all of these things move energy, but combined, and it doesn't have to be a hard, intense exercise, guys. It could just be something very gentle because everybody's got different levels. Everybody's got different things going on. But just movement helps move energy. Think of it that way. Movement, physical movement helps move energy. So it'll help it because if you look at the meridians and the different ways that we hold energy, we hold it through all the cells, especially emotions. We hold it all through our body in many ways, all through the fascia layer. It's all in the cells everywhere. And if you're moving it now, what might be stuck there? And sometimes, you know, why do I have that low back pain? When in metaphysics, we look at that like, you got low back pain, you got something financial going on. Are you worried it might be first or second chakra? And you look to see on an energy level what that associates with. And then, you know, if you do have something medically going on, you're taking care of that, obviously, that's already there physically. But when we work with the energy too, we're supporting our health in a huge way. When I'm healthier now than I ever was when I was 20. Honestly, that was a very stressful time in my life. I was not being open about who I was. I was really hiding it. So, and just the stressful part of just not being true to myself was horrible for me. So now I'm just open. And, you know, for some people listening to the show for the first time, if they don't understand any of this, they're like, what is she talking about? That's weird. It might be if it's new to you, but honestly, not so much to me anymore because I have gotten to the point where I've released that. And that is a beautiful feeling of freedom. No more stress. I'm bringing to you passionately what, you know, things I do. So things that I do is if my body is listening and I need sleep, you do it. So Maddie, yes, absolutely. Don't overthink it. That's stressing and over. That's like spinning energy. So if you are more tired, you might need to look at what you do for your vitamins. If you are not eating well, if you're rushing around and, you know, eating on the fly, and you're not giving yourself time to unwind. That would be something that's probably going to be a focus for you. People that are really like high wired and like go, 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 go. And they're eating the bagel and drinking the coffee while they're rushing down the street or hurrying to work, you know, trying to eat the bowl of cereal in the car. You know what I'm talking about. the busy stuff. You're not giving honor and respect to nourishing the body. You actually would do better to practice separating all those things. I know, but I'm so busy. Well, there might be some adjustment and balance to the calendar for that, for someone like that. And this isn't directed at you, Maddie. This is just in general for everybody. But for the sleep, you want to listen to that. Absolutely. So many different things are going on here with that. So when we look at the energy now, let's go into some of this because I want to make sure I get this out to you. So anyway, another thing you might want to look at is the diet itself. Do you eat a lot of junk food? You have bad habits? Change that. I mean, really take it seriously. Support your body. It will support your immune system, but don't forget about the stress level. Probably the stress for most of us is the worst part. That's important. So let's go break this down into March because I want to get some energy. I want to get some information out to you about this month and what's going on. If you were to look at the first week, which we're in, okay, we're already in the first week of March. You might feel a deeper alignment with Saturn. You might really be feeling that weight a little bit on your shoulders this week. That would be why you're feeling, you might feel like, okay, I don't know. I'm not sure that you're feeling the upheaval and the shifting of Saturn. Saturn is when it shifts into Aquarius, kind of a ripple effect. It kind of just causes a wave shift in the energy out there. So you'll feel that. You might be thinking a little bit more. You might be feeling reflective, or you might even go up and down with melancholy, or what's the point? Why am I still doing this? Pay attention to it. Honor those feelings. Don't ignore them, but realize that Saturn is in a big movement and shift right now as well, because Aquarius is going to come in. Pay attention to how you're feeling in the next week or so, because on the 21st of March is when Saturn moves to Aquarius. So for the next week or so, you know, just pay attention to what seems to be a common denominator for you, which will be different for everybody. This is very important for us to do some inner work here. Okay, so it will be different for everyone. So you're going to feel these little shifts here and there, and you might feel something a little bit deeper, like there's a weight to it because it's about to be done. That's that karmic debt, like we're done. Let's get rid of this. That's the weight that we carry around that we've been trying to pay back, and let it be done. Pay it, be done, and move on. And that's Saturn's a bit matter of fact that way. Let's get this done. Let's move on. Because you don't want to carry it with you any further. You want to ascend up. Now, if any of that's resonating with you, you're feeling that, you're going to want to reflect on the self-love and the care that you give yourself. Are you being hard on yourself? Are you being second-guessing? Are you cycling around? Are you just being self-critic? Are you really going, yeah, I know I need to do that. I should do that. Well, are you actually doing anything about it? It's two different things. We can say, I should, I want, I wish, but are you actually doing something proactive to change something that will help take care of you? Those are being addressed right now. That's very important for everybody to hear. And me too. I'm making sure I'm reevaluating, making sure I'm doing it. What else? I mean, when I started to shift my priority to, okay, I need to be healthy, then I can help everybody else. That was a game changer for me. That was a game changer for my own personal health, for what I can bring to you. So if I'm not well and you find that, okay, I can't do the show today or we're going to have to reschedule, I'm doing that out of respect to you as much as I am to my own self-care, because I can only give you, and that's how energy works, guys. I can only give you what I have inside me. If I'm running on an empty gas tank here, if I'm running on empty, how am I going to give you what you need? How are you going to receive what you need? And you need to hear that about what you're giving out and what you're taking in. And I mean, if this all goes around back and forth all over the place, it works that way. I would rather say, okay, I need a couple of days and then come back and give you 100% versus 30%. That's not true to me. That doesn't feel right to give you that. If I'm here, you're getting 100, I always say 150%. I always seem to, but I'm giving you everything. If I'm not, that's because I needed it, because I have to restore too. I admire the celebrities, and I won't say names because, you know, there's a few, but I'm admiring the ones, I have a high respect for the ones that they may have. I think some of them have been singers or musicians, and they had concerts and dates and people had bought tickets, but they got sick. They needed to cancel that. And no, I mean, you know, if I was going to that concert, I'd be bummed too, but I'm also proud of them for some self-care and taking care of themselves, because to run yourself into the ground, I wouldn't want anybody to do that just to entertain me. And I know we're paying for that. I mean, I have to make a living too. But at the same time, I can't give you what you're paying for if I'm not well. So we got to do it. We got to think about that a little bit. Some of the old drive. I grew up. Now, a lot of this energy is about some of this. That's why we're talking about it. But I grew up with the mindset, do it anyway, keep going. You don't have an excuse unless you're falling down and you'd have to go to school or go to work anyway. And then they'd have to send you home. And then you felt like you were justified to go. That is the craziest thing I have ever heard in my life. That's my personal opinion. That's the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life. You know, let people be well and take care of themselves when they need to. So that's my point on that. I'm going to move on because I get wound up about that one. That's me personally. That didn't come from me. So now let's talk about how the dreams are going to be heightened. Who's had some dreams? Anybody got the dreams going on? Now, here we are getting a little more tired, so we need more rest. And then the dreams come on, right? The crazy different, like, what is that? Pay attention, take a little notebook and jog them down so you don't forget them, and see if there's a pattern or something that's trying to tell you, because the dreams will have some information for you. Dreams and intuition are going to heighten up here. Okay. So when we have the other thing that's awesome with March is Venus. Venus will have an alignment with Saturn. There also is, what can you do if you're feeling that? Creativity, anything with the arts, anything that helps lift you and make you feel good about yourself, that's Venus at work that can help you balance and harmonize the things you're feeling. That's wonderful energy to work with. Also, that's a great creative outlets help you move mind energy, thought energy. You know, if you are taking a walk and you've got all those thoughts that are processing, I call that active meditation. If you're doing a creative project or painting or gardening or house cleaning, you can do that active meditation, just letting those thoughts process and move through. If you think in an observing mode, you don't get caught on them, because sometimes we're repeating a thought that might be something that's already happened, like something in the past, and you're going through it over and over again. We want it to process and move forward. We don't want to get caught up in it like it's happening right now. That can happen sometimes when we are processing things that may have happened in the past. Now we're getting caught up emotionally like it's happening right now. When you feel that happening, pull back and go, wait, I'm observing this like I'm watching an old rerun. That's not what's happening now. Just acknowledging it can help you start to process it differently. You might have to remind yourself every now and then, but it can work very well. On March 8th, we have a full moon. Now that one will give you a real surge of creative energy. So you might really feel some, you know, energy coming up on that. And that's coming up in a few days. That's good. That's inspiring. That's cleansing. That's releasing. So go with that. And it's a Virgo. Actually, it's on the ninth. I'm sorry, I said the eighth. But it, you know, look at your time zone because we're, you know, have such different ones. So Virgo, that'll be a Virgo full moon, and we'll talk a little bit more about that one next week. Because this one was such a big one to do today, because I mean, trying to catch up, you can't do everything in an hour, but it's an illuminating full moon. Okay. It's an illuminating one. It'll help uncover truths and realizations that you need to know. So pay attention to that. And a lot of people have been asking, like, what about a job? What about my health? What about my career? I understand that you're asking a lot of these questions. Am I going to find this? Am I going to find that? Guys, I'm going to say this across the board because it's the truth for all of you. Let this energy process and bring to the surface the things you need to know, and then things will unfold for you and make a lot more sense. And, you know, if you try to process and say, oh, this or that before you actually go through and discover these on the inside, it kind of gets glossed over, and that's not fair to you. I don't want to do that to you. I want you to know that these things are coming through, but working through this energy and really noticing and paying attention and tapping in can help you know what's coming up for you. So lots of assumptions you don't want to do right now. You don't want to do assumptions. On the 10th, we are going out of Mercury retrograde, and that will go direct again and go forward. So yay on that. Archangel Raphael is saying that March, and he's coming in really strong for me right now. So I want to tell you, he's coming in strong saying, you know what? This March is a month of massive healing. You may not feel that right now, but it's massive. Awareness is going to raise the ascension level of people on a global scale. He's saying this is a time where people are going to actually learn and practice self-care more and be really aware of what they can do, not do. And this empowers. He wants to help you with that. He will give you gentle nudges. So if you were asking Archangel Raphael, hey, what could I do to help me? And this could not just health. This could be relationships. It could be job relationship. This could be just relationship with yourself, anything relationship-wise, your connection with it at all. Raphael can help you, and he will do it in very gentle nudges. He will just kind of bring and hint to you, well, what about this? Have you ever thought about that? Maybe we could think about how we respond to that differently, or, you know, and he could suggest things you could do different for your health care or your self-care or what you do for stress or exercise, any of that. Raphael is wonderful for that. If the fear is coming up, Michael and your guardian angels, just, you don't want the fear. Fear is going to just pull you back down. So you're going to feel, and Michael is bringing this up. He said, a lot of people are feeling like this. They feel like better, then they feel like no, and they feel yes, and they feel no. And I'm like, okay, yeah. It's time to take deep breath, slow it down, slow the breath down. Reminding you about your breath. Your breath is your life force. Your breath is your connection, your life force, guys. It's you. When you breathe in, just take a deep breath and slow it down and let that kick in to your fight or flight, okay? It's all tapped in and connected to your nervous system. And breathing and practicing breath, if you feel like you're shallow breathing or your shoulders are up here, you're stressing, you're not taking in life, okay? If you're doing this. If you're shallow breathing, a lot of times the shoulders come up and it's a fight or flight response, like, you know, I need to protect myself kind of thing. Bring them back down, take the deep breath. It brings you back in and grounds you. This is so important right now, guys. Please know that. Now, after on March 19th, 20, that's the equinox. Okay. That's when sun goes into Aries, and that's the beginning of a brand new astrological year. We're moving in something brand new. That's the new one. That's the, let's get it going. Let's get the hope and optimism going. And that's the strong intention setting and thinking, like, what's your intention? Things like that. So let me go over to chat, see what we have going on. I may not be able to get, there's a lot over there. So let's see what we have. Oh, Maddie, you're so welcome. You guys, just know we're all in this together and we can do it together. So the support can be amazing. Let's see what we have. Okay. I've got so many here. I don't know where to start. Wearing my mask. Okay. Our spirits are not aligned. Tapping into becoming exactly who we are created to be. Just need to not sleep through any more alarms. Okay. All right. Do we have recommendations for weight gain, vegetarian diet? I am a vegetarian, vegan, so to speak. I eat, I'll tell you what I do for healthcare. It's been the best thing ever. I do all of that. I'm non-GMO organic. I do vegetarian. I also watch how much fat is involved in all of that. I do watch that because you can eat vegetarian and still get a lot of fat, even though they're coming from the vegetables like nuts or grains or, you know, you could get all those proteins. But when we started actually paying attention to how much of that we were getting, because I eat them all, but at the same time, I watch how much of it. So what I learned with vegetarian eating was pay attention to those numbers a little bit more. But I noticed when I switched completely over to this, that you feel like you're eating 10 times more than you were before. Because when you eat a lot of things that have fat in it, you're going to feel more satisfied. I'm not a big fan of keto, I'll be honest. I know a lot of people are loving it and they do it, but way too much fat to me. I feel like balance is the key there. That's my personal opinion. That's what I do. A lot of things went away in that I was dealing with, like joint pain or something like that, flare-ups, you know, allergens, things like that, I noticed have gone away as I've gotten away and gone to more clean eating, I guess is what you'd call it. I also make sure that if I'm going through something a little bit stressful, I beef up vitamin C. Vitamin C will help. Vitamin C, zinc. I also love Manuka honey. I do that. There's different things that I put into the diet that are supporting me. Not all of these things are perfect for everybody, but you can explore those. I mean, all of that's out there. It's all out there on what to do. Energetic wise is the focus here that I think gets overlooked sometimes. We think, okay, what are all these physical things we can do? What are we doing energetically? We need to do that. Energy healing is very powerful. You don't have to go in. There are energy healers where you can go get work done to you, but I really think you also need to know how to do it for yourself. And you can do this. You can actually do this. I mean, I'm not trying to take away from everybody out there. I mean, I used to do energy work on people all the time, but I also really believe that it's in my calling. I feel like I'm here to help you learn how you can do things for yourself. So with that, you want to clear out. When you're doing energy healing, the first thing I would do is you want to clear out all the lower frequency energies. And then, like in a meditation, you clear out all those things that need to go away. They're stressing you and causing the problem. And then fill that space up with the higher frequencies of love and the things, and focus on the things that lift you and make you have joy in your life. Now, if you're interested, I have them out there. If you want to check it out on my website, there's a free energy healing course. A lot of you might already be in it, but it's a free one that I give. It's been out there for a few years, but it has meditations in there that can help. And it's like a 5-lesson small mini course that you can go in and take those. And it has a guided meditation that will help you learn how you can do things for yourself. So it's over on my website under the Learning Center. You can go in there and check that out. There's also a meditation one. And there's also the Angel Retreat. Guys, Angel Retreat people, you have access to all of it. I think I've put all of those already in your membership. But I've got that out there for you. It's been out there for a while. It still holds strong. It still works. It still works. It's very good. And it gives you a guided meditation on how to just start practicing this. So I want everybody to hear that. It also works with anything you have going on in life, guys. Okay. So let's see. Gosh, I cannot keep up with the chat here. That's a lot. That's a lot of, okay. There's a lot going on, but they are actually helping each other a lot over there. So I'm going to let that be because there's some great energy going on. What I would like to ask the chat group to do right now, or anybody listening, you might just be listening to audio. You might be listening on, and I've only got a few minutes before we have to go off the air, but I want all of us to do a group thing. Okay. We can do this energetically. I want you to connect and feel the energy I'm sending out to you right now. You might even feel a chill, you know, a sensation. Sometimes it'll feel warm, but tap into it. This is unconditional love that I'm sharing with you, that the angels are sharing with me to share with you. This is the universal life force that is absolutely beautiful. We are all part of that. Nothing can take that away from us, no matter what tries to separate us, what tries to divide and conquer. We stay together energetically. We can send that out to one another all day long, 24/7. So I want everybody to feel it. We don't even have to close our eyes and take deep breaths. I just want you to feel it. Feel it and be in that with me right now. What I'm sending to you with intention, and I want you to do it back. I challenge everybody to send that back to me right now. I want you to feel the love that is there to support you. I want you to know your angels are there with you all the time. They are always there. You're not alone in whatever you might be going through. And the intention is that as we go through the month of March, we will have some answers come to us. Clarity will reveal itself to us. Whatever it is you need to know, I need to know which direction to go at work, my job, a relationship, my finance, whatever, my health, whatever it might be. Love fills your space. Love brings and lifts you up when you're feeling worn out and tired, because divine love, divine energy is unlimited energy and it never tires. It never tires. It never wears out. It's unlimited. There's plenty for everybody. Know that you have that. It's a gift to you. We have it. We all have it. I know that love can conquer all. So if you feel beautiful, if you feel that love within you, then send that back out and share it. It's not like take it and keep it and okay, now I've got it and I don't want to share it. You're not depleting by doing that with divine love. It's a connection that we can all support one another with. That's the beautiful thing that I want to share with you today, right now. You can take your deep breaths. You can take a slow down. You can know that, okay, I'm a little more tired. I can rest more. I know that the answers will come to me. I know that things are going to work out. When your intuition kicks in, one of the things that I hear commonly, and this is how it works for me too, is I have no idea how this is all going to play out, but I know it's all going to be okay. I feel peace. I know that it will come to me. It will work itself out. I don't know how to explain it any better than that. And if you've not felt that yet, that's an indication that you have some fear blocking being able to connect to that. And we don't know how everything will play out for everyone, but we know that we're supported and we're finding our way. We're finding our direction in life. So with that said, I want to say thank you to you. I want to say thank you for everyone that joined in today. Thank you for everyone that is supporting the show. I'm supporting you. You're supporting me. So thank you for that. I want you to know that everyone means something. Everybody's important. Everybody has this opportunity this year, right now, in this moment, to completely catapult to a better way of living, to approaching things in a different way, and not letting the world pull you down and tear you apart. You'll feel it. It'll happen. You'll see it. But what a beautiful thing. And we know we're stronger when we can walk through something and know that our strength is coming from within us and we're not reliant on something outside of us. And the world's going to be 3D is going to be 3D because all the dimensions coexist at the same time. So that's going to be what it is. But I'm choosing to go higher. I'm choosing to look at life in a different way. I send love to the things that attack me. And some people are like, how do you do that? Well, honestly, I feel better than when I get upset about it or want to retaliate. So I want everyone to join me moving forward because we're out of time and I've got to run here. But just tap into that intention of, you know what? I'm part of something bigger. I'm part of something bigger than all of this stuff going on. And together, there's a group. There's a lot. There's a huge group that's doing that. But we're all in this together, but we can all be in this together and rise above it. We can rise above it individually, but we can still be in it together too. So I don't know about you, but I don't feel alone in any of this because you are here. There's so many beautiful things that we can do for one another by just supporting each other in the energy. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. And I hope that you have found inspiration and it has lifted you in the show. If you need any support, you go over my website, check out things over there. I welcome you over there. Just know that life is shifting up. Life, everything is in a big shift. So we're working on balancing. This is a spiritual month. Tap into what matters to you. What's going on for you? Tap into those things. Give yourself that time in your calendar. It's important. If you're rushing and through and it's like, well, I don't have time to do that. I'll have time later when I get all this done or when I get here or when I stop. You know, if you're in that mindset, you may never find the time to do it. I say make some of this a priority now and you won't regret it. It will really help you a lot. So with that said, guys, I love you all. I do. I love you all. I hope you have enjoyed the show. I hope you feel inspired and lifted to go out there and know that you're stronger than anything that's coming your way. And you got this. Thanks so much for watching. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.